A proposal to rezone and redevelop McLean Professional Park with a 104-unit condominium building received strong support March 6 from the McLean Citizens Association's, MCA, Board of Directors. The applicant, T&M McLean Venture LLC, has applied to Fairfax County to rezone the 2.8-acre site at 1499 Chainbridge Road and replace the existing six office buildings with a five-story, 68-foot-tall multi-family condominium building. The structure would have about 12 workforce dwelling units as part of the mix. Four low-rise office buildings located on a parcel at the site's rear would remain and serve the housing units. The application calls for 205 off-street parking spaces, 77 more than required by county code, and most of those would be located in parking structures. The extra parking spaces are the result of market dynamics, larger dwelling units, and recently reduced county parking requirements, said MCA First Vice President Paul Kohlenberger, who served as case manager for this application. The housing units would generate an estimated 473 vehicle trips per day, or a little more than half as many as the 830 estimated under the existing use, according to the resolution passed by the MCA board. The proposed development would straighten out the site's entranceway, which is shared with adjacent Sunrise of McLean Village, said Robert Perito, chairman of MCA's Planning and Zoning Committee. This will have the advantage of making it possible for more cars to stack up there when waiting to turn, Perito said. It will also, I think, ease the flow out of there. The applicant would underground utilities, install streetscape improvements, and create and maintain a 0.3-acre urban park at the site. The development proposal would provide 31% open space. The county requires 20%, preserve existing trees, and have a 24,652 square foot tree canopy within 10 years, up from the required 12,203 square feet. The site's impervious area would increase by 42%. Compared with the existing use, MCA's resolution read. The Fairfax County Planning Commission will take up the application March 20, and the Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on it May 7.